What up, y'all? It's been a minute since I did one of these in particular, and so I think it's about time that I'm just trying to tell you. When someone tells you, you have no idea what I've been through, that is not an invitation for comparison. Because, sadly, and truthfully, anyone who says that is absolutely right. Because we all have to live our own lives behind these eyes, in our own head, in our own brain, filtering all the experiences through our own filter. So there's no way that anybody could truly know what you've been through. They can be aware of the situations. They can be aware of circumstances. But we have this trigger in us where we want to compare. We want to somehow keep the equilibrium and keep the balance. So we go to rush into comparison, even when we think we're being supportive. But that's not the way it's ever, ever interpreted. That is never how it comes across. Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. I know. No, you don't. You can't. You may empathize. You still don't know. You may even be able to sympathize having gone through similar situations, but you still don't know exactly what someone's been through, because it's not only the situation that they've been through, but you remember that filter I just mentioned? It's how each of us takes in those outside stimuli. It's how each of us handles a situation based on the place we find ourselves mentally and emotionally, maybe spiritually. It's a rough thing, this life, to handle all the things that we are faced with. What brought this to mind is I'm often very sensitive to the plight of women in my family. I'm the only male in my immediate family and on my in-laws' side. So two families, three generations, and I'm the only male. So I am very, very attuned to the plight of women. The plight of Black women. And even with that, I find myself in conversations with my mom where she doesn't know how much the streets raised me. She doesn't realize, or maybe she does, and you know, maybe there's a little bit of a blind spot. Maybe she chooses not to know or realize for fear of whatever she was going through, or for fear of the memory of what really happened, you know, the real story. Maybe if she can block that out, because we're fine now, everybody's fine now, so why think about that? You know, what's past is past, what's gone is gone. And so there's times where there's no way she could understand what me as a young Black male growing up in a ghetto, growing up in the hood, because there is a difference between a ghetto and a hood. Believe me, I will get into that at another time. But growing up in those environments, there's no way that she could know. Even in the hood, even in all the things that you go through as an underserved, low income, low rent, downtrodden, you know, all the descriptors, all the adjectives. There's still certain things that are protected. Probably even more so than general society. As much as our music and culture, or at least would seemingly belie, women are extremely respected and cared for and protected in Black community. Yeah, the music's off the show. Don't believe what you hear. You know, it's gross entertainment at times, but it's just entertainment. We love our women in the black community. Queens is what you will often hear us call them. And so there's no way that my mother could know what I've been through as a black man, head of the household at 12 years old, out in the streets, because home wasn't always the best situation. There's no way that she could know. And over the years, we've gotten better at not doing the comparison. But it used to anger me to no end when the very next sentence was, oh, what you've been through, well, what I've been through. And I'm like, okay. That's not why I was saying it. I wasn't trying to get into a pissing match. I wasn't trying to get into an argument. I need help. I need support. I just need some understanding about where I'm at right now, because you can't understand where I've been. Let me explain it to you, because I need help, not a comparison. This is not a competition. But we do compete with that. We get into the struggle Olympics. Who's struggling more? Who's had it worse? Who's had it hardest? God, that's the thing that's driving society the most right now. With all the groups that are appealing to the social good for help or for some kind of recompense for what they've been through, the immediate comparison is drawn. Meanwhile, there are groups who never got the support when they stood up and said, you can't understand what we've been through. And they were shuffled aside. Yeah. Because for whatever reason, we don't look like, we don't act like, we don't fit into the majority in any way. We have nothing in common with the majority. So we get passed over. The struggle Olympics is real. Who's struggling the most? Who's got it worse? And so you hear that in music. You hear that in media, where you're fighting to get to the bottom, not fighting to get to the top. The real fight is, how low can we go? How bad did someone else have it so we can get the attention and the good vibes and the sympathies right now? Damn, that's a weird place to be. That is a weird place to be when you step back and recognize it. Everybody is immediately offended. Everybody is fighting to be the most sensitive, thin-skinned, offended version of a person or a group in this society. Because none of us have chosen, and I won't say none, let me back that up. Few of us have chosen to understand that it is hard to understand. Instead of jumping to the comparison, could we not rush to compassion? That's another word that I could put in place of that, where yes, rush to compassion. At times, don't answer, simply listen. You know, in street slang, we got a term, it's like, yo, you got it. It quite literally means you have the floor, you have the mic, you have the right of way. Go ahead, tell me what you're going through. You got it? Hands up, step back. You got it? Let me know what you're going through. No rebuttal. There's people that I love to this day where I've had to fix that in myself. Not going to the struggle Olympics, not going for the lowest of the lowest common denominator to say, I'm the lowest. I've struggled more. I've had to tell friends and people that I love, I will only listen. If that is what you need from me, I will not give my opinion. I will not try to fix it. I will not compare. If you just need to unload this, this is a safe space for you to unload this. because I realized that I have no idea what you're going through. I can't even sympathize, even if I've been through something similar, because I've got to hear it from you. I've got to hear it your way. And I got to know where you're at when you're going through this. Then maybe I can help. That would be my challenge to everybody, especially through these holidays. I've had a lot of friends and loved ones who they are not looking forward to holidays. Holidays are a rough time for people. For all of the highs, there are so many lows, be it emotional, financial, there are, you know, familial. There are a lot of people who do not revel in this time of year while the rest of the world is singing songs and, you know, sugar plum fairies and all that. If you're going to rush to anything, rush to compassion. You ain't got to be right. You ain't even got to fix it. Sometimes it's just a held hand, an arm on the shoulder, a hug until somebody starts weeping. Like, rush to compassion if you need to rush to anything. Y'all be good. You know I love you.